The Sulphur Springs Police Department continues to investigate the Monday morning shooting death of 26-year-old Jonathan Young of Sulphur Springs. We get the latest from Police Detective Sergeant David Gilmore.
We're still actively seeking the Tilton Maps subject that we've had the murder warrant on since early Monday morning. He's proven to be pretty elusive. He's from the Greenville area. He's got some connections, we think, possibly in other parts of Hunt County and the Dallas area. We've received help, obviously, from the Texas Ranger John Vance, but we've also received help in attempting to locate the map subject from the U.S. Marshal Service and from DPS, their CID. Very helpful. They do this every day, looking for fugitives, and we really need to get him in custody for obvious reasons. We've been able to talk to everybody that was present at the crime scene, with the exception of the shooter, and we're hoping in short order to get him in custody. We need help from the public on that, because he's one of the things we have found out is associates and family members are not law-abiding citizens, and they're assisting in his eluding police. So that's proven to be a little bit difficult for us, but we'll get him. But we need the public's help. He's a black male that is about 5'10", 135 pounds. He's slim. He has black hair, some facial hair, like a mustache and a goatee. We've found that not a lot of people in Sulphur Springs know him. A few do, but he's from the Greenville area. So anybody with any information on that, as long as it's solid information, we've had a lot of tips on it from the public, and that's a good thing. But a lot of the information we're getting is, sometimes we followed up one lead yesterday that was fifth hand information that was 12 hours old. So it becomes stale at that point, and you can't actually have someone that tells you this person was in a particular place at a particular time. So a lot of stuff that we can't release right now from what actually happened, other than Jonathan Young was shot to death, and I think you've already got that. Caliber of weapon and so forth, we're not going to release just yet.
Now, we might stress that the person you're looking for, Maps, is considered armed and dangerous. Somebody that sees him shouldn't try to be the hero and, you know, try to apprehend. They should notify the police.
Definitely. If you see him, if there's no doubt you see him, you dial 911, let the police know where you're at, give a clothing or vehicle description of where he is, and we'll do the rest. And whether it's Greenville or Sulphur Springs or wherever, he's got a murder warrant on him for shooting a gentleman. So we definitely are eager to get him in custody.
You're still trying to develop a second suspect at the scene.
We do not have a second suspect. Okay. That's what I will say at this point. Okay. We've talked to witnesses that were there at the scene.
Oh, okay.
There is not a second suspect. We know there's only one shooter, and it's Tilton Maps.
KSST News.